focusing on its response to the September 11th attacks. Bob Woodward, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
How soon after the September 11th attacks did President Bush ask Defense Secretary Rumsfeld to develop plans to invade Iraq?
Exactly 72 days after 9/11. It was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, November 21st, and he took him aside after an NSC meeting, asked to speak to him privately, went into a little cubbyhole office, closed the door, and said, "What have you got in terms of plans for a war with Iraq?" And the president asked that it be kept secret and other people not be told at that moment, though they were told soon thereafter. And if you know Rumsfeld, once you push the button on his console to do something, he went into overdrive.
Then he goes to Tommy Franks, the general who's in the middle of fighting a war in Afghanistan, who has a rather colorful reaction to this request.
Yes, he is astounded, and there are a few words which we won't mention on the air because Frank said, you know, we're busy. I can't believe that this is being proposed. But then he settled down quickly and began a very secret, very intense effort to come up with plans. And over the next really 14, 15 months, they